Okay, hello, 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 everyone. Ethan, hello. Can you say hello to your teacher?
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you. Sarah, hello. Sarah, hello. Okay, she's not here. Maybe Aaron, hello. Hey. So we have three students. Okay, let's wait a little bit. Maybe we'll have more students. Maybe I will try again. Aaron, hello.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you. Let me try again with Sarah. Hello. Can you say hello to your teacher? Okay. So let me write your name, Ethan, Aaron, Sarah. Let's see, we have one more student. Yuna, hello, hello.
Hello.
Okay, we can hear you. So we have four students right now. Okay, let me try again. Maybe Sarah, hello, are you here? Can you say something? We want to hear you. Okay, Sarah doesn't want to talk with us. Maybe I'll try later. Let's see, Sharon is here. Sharon, hello, hello. Okay, one more time. Sharon, can you say again something? Sharon, hello.
Hi.
Okay, I can hear Sarah and Sharon. Okay, very good. So I can hear everyone. So we can start our class. And my name is Olga. I'm teacher Olga. And before we start, let me remind about some simplest class rules. Everyone, you need to speak loudly. And when I'm answering the question, please keep your microphone on. And if you have any questions, you're welcome to ask me. So today, the topic of our lesson is staying at a bed and breakfast. The first, I will show you nine pictures and I will ask everyone to maybe describe that pictures and maybe create some simplest conversation. So let's get started. Okay, so let's have a look at the picture number one. Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at a bed and breakfast in Hualien. They select an B&B that is suitable for them. Okay, so let's talk about the picture number one. Maybe I'm going to ask Sharon. Sharon, what do you see in the picture? Sharon, are you here? Okay, maybe Yuna. Yuna, what do you see in the picture? Hello?
Okay. How much is this one?
Okay, maybe they're talking about the price. Very good. And what do we see in the picture? We can see a boy and a girl, right? And who can tell me, where are they? Are they at home or maybe at school? Who can tell me? Where are they? Are they in the living room? Yes, they are, right? They are in the living room. And what can we see in his hand? It's like a magazine, right? Okay, so they are going to travel, right? And now they select B&B. It's like kind of hotel, right? You can sleep and in the morning they will serve the breakfast, right? And it's cheaper day to stay at something like a hotel. Let's see the next one picture. Andrew calls the B&B and make a reservation. Who can tell me? What are they talking about? What do you think? What can the boy ask or say? Ethan, what do you think? He wants to make.
When will you come to work?
Okay, very good. Maybe this person can ask, right? Okay. About the date will they will stay, right? In the B&B. Okay, good. So let's see the next one. Number three. They use an ATM, as we can see there in the picture. This is ATM, right? To send a deposit to the B&B. So what do you think? What are they talking there? Who can tell me? Maybe Aaron, Sarah, Sharon, Yuna. Guys, what do you think about this one picture? What can she say? Or maybe the boy? Okay, what are they going to do? To send a deposit, right? So they are going to pay some money, right? For B&B, right? Okay, so maybe they also talk about the price, right? Or how to use the ATM. We don't know yet. Let's see the next one picture. On Saturday, the B&B owner picks them up at Hualien train station. Okay, what about this one picture? Who can tell me what can they say to the owner? Or maybe he, what can he say or ask them? Okay, guys, you don't want to talk with me. Ethan, what do you think? What can he say?
Be careful.
Maybe. Okay. What do you think, guys? Can he say hello? Welcome to Hualien. Right?
Yes.
Maybe as well, right? Okay. Let's see the next one, number five. Oh, let's see. The owner shows them their room. What about this one picture?
等一下，我用一下。我要用一下。Okay,
Aaron, what do you think? What are they talking about there? What do you think? What can the boy say or ask? Or maybe Yuna? Yuna, what do you think? Okay, we will read the dialogue later. So let's try maybe with the next one picture. Who can tell me what are they doing there? We can see that in their room, they put their clothes in the dresser, right? As we can see there, it's a dresser, right? And let's see the next one. Number seven, picture number seven. Who can tell me, what is the boy doing? What can we see in his hand? Do you remember, how do we call it? It's a camera, right? So what does he do with a camera? What is he doing? Okay, very good. So he's taking a picture, right? And as we can see there, they walk around the town and admire the scenery. So they enjoy, right? Walking around. Let's move there. And what about this one picture? Who can tell me? What are they doing there? Are they eating breakfast? Yes, right, they are eating breakfast, as we can see there in the picture. And what do we see on the table? I can see fried eggs, some bread, right? And maybe some rice, I'm not sure. And we also can see something like vegetables, right? And we know the next morning, the owner makes them breakfast. Okay, let's try with the next one. Last one picture. After breakfast, they check out of the B&B. So what do you think? What can they say to the owner? Then they leave the B&B. What can they say?
Goodbye.
Goodbye, okay. Do they need to say thank you? Maybe, right? Maybe they can say thank you, goodbye, right? Okay, so let's move there and let's see how do the conversation go and let's talk about. I'm going to ask everyone to read, okay? So the first one picture, okay, Ethan, could you start? Ethan, let's read.
Andrew and Juliet are going to stay at the bed and breakfast in Hualien.
Okay.
They select a B&B that is suitable for them. How much is this one? Is Andy a 100 NT per night.
Okay, thank you, Ethan. Very good. So what are they doing there? We can see there the word select. Where is select? It's like choose, right? So yes. Now they're looking for, right? They flee through the magazine and looking for some B&B, right? And after that, they will choose one, right? So select. Okay, and that is suitable for them. So maybe it's fitted with theirs like budget, right? Suitable. Okay, so and per night. Okay, we usually pay for night, right? If we want to stay at some hotel, for example. Okay, good. So let me move there. And the picture number two, I'm going to ask Aaron. Let's read. Aaron, could you read it?
B&B and make a
reservation.
Reservation. Do you have an open room on Saturday, March 18th? Yes, one room is available.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. So let's see, what is the Andrew doing? He's making a call, right? So he calls the B&B and why? Because he wants to make a reservation. Where is make a reservation? What can we reserve? We can make a reservation, for example, when we talk about the hotel, right? It's like a book as well. Or we also can make a reservation, for example, if you are going to have dinner at some restaurant, you also can call to the restaurant ahead of time and make a reservation, right? So, and he asked, do you have an open room? What does open room mean? It's like available, right? So as we can see there, the word available. One room is available, so open room, right? So be able to use, right, available. Okay, Ethan, do you like to go traveling?
So-so.
So-so, why so-so? It's boring or tiring or expensive.
Tiring.
Tiring
and expensive.
Tiring and expensive. Isan, have you ever made a reservation like an Andrew?
No.
No. Okay, so let me ask maybe girls. Sharon, can you tell me, do you like traveling?
So-so.
And have you ever made a reservation? Maybe a reservation about hotel's reservation? No. Okay. Yuna, what about you? Yuna, do you like traveling?
No.
No, why? It's boring, no interesting, expensive. Why you don't like traveling?
Boring and tiring.
It's boring and tiring. And Yuna, have you ever made a reservation? Do you have this experience?
No.
No, never. Okay, Sarah, what about your experience? Do you like traveling?
No, I don't.
No, you don't. And have you ever made a reservation? Have you ever called maybe to some restaurant or hotel to make a reservation? No, never. Okay, Aaron, what about you, Aaron? Do you have experience of making reservation? Have you ever made a reservation? Okay, Aaron is not here. Okay, so do you have any questions there? Okay, if no questions, let's move down and let's see number three. Number three, I'm going to ask Sarah. Let's read. Sarah, could you read it for us, please?
Use an ATM to set up the
deposit. Sarah, we can't hear you. Could you keep your microphone on, please? Send a deposit to the BNB. Hello, Sarah, are you here? Okay, maybe Yuna, let's read.
They use an ATM to send a deposit to the BNB.
Mm-hmm.
What's the account number?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go.
Okay, good. So let's see, they use an ATM to send a deposit to the BNB. Deposit is like before you go to the hotel, you pay, right? Some amount of money. And now they use an ATM. How else can we pay for something? We also can pay on the internet, right? We can use, for example, a credit card or debit card, right? And as we can see there, it's an ATM. And she asks, what's the account number? Where is account number? For example, you can go to the bank and open some account, right? And you will get some like numbers. And after that, you can do some transaction, for example, with your money. As we can see here in his hand, right? This is account number of the owner of the BNB. And the guy say, here you go. Guys, when you will say these phrases, here you go. For example, the action of giving something to someone, right? Or for example, when you want to pay for something and the action of giving money, you also can say these phrases, here you go, right? So let's see the next one, number four. Number four, let's read Sharon. Sharon, let's read.
On Saturday, the BNB owner picks them up at Holland train station. Hi, are you Juliet and Andrew? That's us.
Okay, thank you. So where are they now? It's a train station, right? So they are going to travel by the comes to Holland by train, right? And the owner picked them up. Okay, Ethan, do you like to go traveling by train?
No.
No, how do you like to go traveling? How do you prefer to
go traveling? By car.
By car, so your parents drive car, right?
Yes.
Okay. What about Aaron? Aaron, can you tell us, do you like traveling?
Yes.
How do you usually go traveling? By train or maybe by bus?
By car.
By car. Okay, what about Yuna? Yuna, do you like to take a train to somewhere?
No.
No, why?
I
How do you prefer to go traveling? Or maybe if you need to go to some city. By bus?
By car.
By car. So you prefer that your parents drive the car, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. So let's see. Guys, do you have any questions there? Okay, if you didn't say anything, so no questions. We can move there and let's see number five. Number five, let's read Isan.
The lock the door at 11, but we'll give you a key. What time do you lock the front door at 9?
So we start from there.
The owner shows them the door.
Okay, so the owner, right? The owner shows them their room, okay? And he's telling about something, how to use maybe something, right? For example, some electronic device. And the boy asks, what time do you lock the front door? Where's lock? Where's lock?
Lock.
It's like close the door, right?
Yes.
But it's usually with a key, right? And if you want to open, you need to have a key, right?
Key. Yes.
Okay, so let's see. And he said, we'll lock the door at 11, but we'll give you a key. Okay, let's see the next one. Number six. Number six, maybe Sarah. Sarah, could you read it? In the
room, they put their clothes in their
dresser.
Can we
just
leave our clothes in a suitcase? Don't be so lazy.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. So what are they doing there? They take clothes from the suitcase and put the clothes, right, in the dresser, as we can see there, right, in the picture. Okay, so this is a dresser, okay, and can't we just leave our clothes in the suitcase? So as we can see there, this is a suitcase, right? Okay, where else can we see in the picture? Oh, we can see a small table, right? So probably the owner also provide some like tea for them, right? Okay, let's see the next one, number seven. Let's see what happened there. Aaron, let's read.
They walk around the town and admire the
scenery.
Take a picture of me in front of this temple. Say cheese.
Okay, good. So what are they doing there? They're taking the photos and they walk around the town and admire the scenery. Where is admire? If you admire something, what does it mean? Do you like it? Yes, right? Admire is like something that you think maybe it's cool and you like it, right? And what about scenery? Where is scenery? It's like view, right? Maybe a beautiful view on the top of the mountain, right? We also can go hiking, for example, on the mountain and enjoy the beautiful view, admire the scenery, right? Okay, so let me ask maybe Yuna, do you like to take a photo?
So.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know.
Okay. What about Sharon? Sharon, if you go to some place, maybe a new place, do you like to take a photo?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Sarah, what about you? Do you like to take a photo?
No.
No. Okay, maybe Ethan. What about you? If you go to some place, a new place, do you like to take a photo?
No.
No, at all. Why?
I don't know.
Okay, don't worry. Maybe because you like to maybe see the beautiful view and enjoy, right? And maybe taking photos is not important, right? Maybe you prefer enjoy the moment, right? Okay, so let's see the next one, number eight. Number eight, let's read Yuna.
The next morning, the owner makes them breakfast. Where did you buy these vegetables? I always get them at a local market.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. The next morning, the owner makes them breakfast. Mm-hmm. Okay, so usually B&B, bed and breakfast, the owner should make some breakfast or maybe prepare something. Okay, let's see. Guys, do you know where's local market? What can you buy in this place? Actually, a lot of things, right? The first one is the fruits and vegetables, right? But sometimes you also can buy a lot of the other kinds of products. Aaron, can you tell us, what do you like to eat for breakfast? Aaron?
Great.
You like to eat bread for breakfast. Mm-hmm. Ethan, what about you? What do you like to eat for breakfast?
Bread and egg.
An egg. Uh-huh. Do you make the breakfast by yourself?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Okay. So can you cook?
Yes, I can.
Hmm. Okay, good. Sarah, can you tell us, what do you usually eat for breakfast? Do you eat vegetables or maybe eggs, hamburger, sandwich? Sarah? Okay, maybe it's a secret. Maybe Yuna can tell us. Yuna, what do you like to eat for breakfast?
Toast and milk.
Uh-huh. Do you prepare breakfast by yourself?
Yes.
Hmm. Okay, good. Sharon, what about you, Sharon? What do you usually eat for breakfast? Maybe sandwich or bread. What do you eat for breakfast, Sharon?
Bread.
You eat some bread. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's move there and let's see the next one, the last one picture. Sharon, let's read.
After breakfast, they check out of the B&B.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. We had a great time. Come back soon.
Okay, very good. So let's see. After breakfast, they check out. Where is check out? What do they need to do? Give the key back to the owner, right? The first, and sometimes the owner will check the room, right, as well. Okay, so they check out. And when you arrive at the hotel before leave, we call it check-in. So we have check-in and check-out, right? Okay, good. Guys, do you have any questions about this conversation, about the dialogue? If no questions, let's move there and let's see our vocabulary and some useful phrases. So let's start. Number one, select. Select is a verb, right? And I can say, I like all of these hats, but I can't select a color. So what does it mean? It's like, I can't choose, right? I can't choose a color. Let's see the next one, train station. Train station. Okay, so what can we do there? We can buy a ticket, take a train, and go to somewhere by train. It's easy, I think. Let's see. We can get a taxi in front of the train station. Let's see the next one, vocabulary. Dresser. Dresser. It's a noun. We can say, Gina folded her clothes and put them in her dresser. Where's fold? We can fold the clothes. We can fold the paper, right? The action, if you do like this, right? Maybe with the paper or clothes, it's fold. And the next one, admire. Admire. People admire John because he's so hardworking. Okay, so it's like you like it, right? And you enjoy maybe. Let's see the next one. Be suitable for. So phrases. For example, that job is suitable for Maggie. So we can say about some place, about job, right? Let's see number two. Make a reservation. Make a reservation. That restaurant is popular, so we should make a reservation. So what does it mean? We should call ahead of time, right? And reserve a table, right? Make a reservation, maybe for some available table. Okay, everyone, do you have any questions about the vocabulary? If no questions, let's move there and give it a try. I think you know the words well. So number one, sentence number one, Isan, let's read. What do you think? What can we feel there? Even you like it, something. Maybe someone can help us. Yuna, Sarah, Sharon, Aaron.
Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, so admire, right? A-D-M-I-R-E, admire. Grace admires her new hat, right? So she likes her new hat, right? Okay, let's see number two, Sharon. Sharon, let's read, let's try. So when we choose something, I can say select, right? But he selects team for the special task, right? Or in the past selected, right? Team for the special task. Okay, maybe Yuna, let's read number three. Let's try.
Transportation.
Train station. Okay, could you read the sentence, Lily?
Lily loved the restaurant next to the train station.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Let's see number four, Sarah. Let's try.
Next word is suitable for Sherry.
Mm-hmm. For Sherry. And number five, maybe, okay. Aaron, number five. Okay, maybe Isan can help us. Isan, let's read. Okay. Guys, are you here? Aaron, Isan?
I need to make a reservation now.
Okay, good. Make a reservation. Okay. So let's see. We have more questions. Do you prefer to stay at a hotel or a B&B? Do you like to admire the scenery? So let's see, maybe Yuna, let's answer the question number one. What can you tell me? Do you prefer to stay at...
I prefer to stay at B&B.
Why?
They have a breakfast.
Mm-hmm, but hotels as well. But it depends, right? B&B, I think it's also more convenient because it's more cheaper, right? Than hotel. Okay, usually hotels, they are a little bit expensive. But you also can eat breakfast if you stay at a hotel. Okay, what about Ethan? Where do you prefer to stay?
Hotel.
Mm-hmm. You prefer to stay at a hotel. Why?
Because the hotel service is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sarah, what about you?
Maybe B&B.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay. What about Sharon? Sharon, where do you prefer to stay?
B&B.
B&B, why? Maybe because it's cheaper than hotel sometimes, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Aaron, what about you?
Hotel.
Why? Why do you prefer to stay at the hotel? Okay. Ethan, do you like to admire the scenery? It's like, do you like to enjoy the beautiful view, for example, on the beach or maybe on the top of the mountains? Maybe enjoy the nature. Do you like to admire the scenery?
Yes, I do.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of places do you like to go? If you want to like admire the scenery.
Beach or in the mountain.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sarah, what about you? Do you like to admire the scenery?
Yes, I do.
Mm. And what kind of places do you like to visit maybe when you are traveling, for example? Do you prefer a big cities or you prefer to go to a mountain? Or maybe you prefer to go to the beach? Sarah? Yeah, okay. Guys, you don't want to talk with me today. Yuna, what about you? Yuna, do you like to admire this scenery?
Yes, I do.
Sharon, what about you?
Yes.
Okay, yes, you do, right? You like to admire the scenery. Okay, guys, when you're answering the question, you can make a sentence. It's not just say yes or not, okay? Try to make a complete sentence. And now let's see, we're going to practice our vocabulary. So I will ask everyone to make a sentence with our words. So we have select, train station, dresser, and admire. Okay, let's have a look at this one. Select or train station. Please choose one and make a sentence. Isan, could you start?
What?
Can you make a sentence with select or train station?
I like all of these hats because I can select a cover.
No, no. Can you make your sentence? Use select to make a sentence. You can choose maybe train station or select.
Yes.
Choose one of.
Train station.
Okay. So what can you tell me with train station?
Train station.
Okay, Ethan, maybe you can think about it. Maybe I will ask you later. Maybe Sharon wants to try. Sharon, would you like to make a sentence with select or maybe train station?
Train station.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's try. So what can you tell me? For example, I go to a train station every day because I need to take a train to school, for example, right? Or there is a train station across to my school, right? Or maybe in front of my school. Some simplest sentence as well, you can make it. Let's try, Sharon. Train stations are crowded on weekends. You also can say that, right? Because a lot of people want to take a train to somewhere, right? Let's try. Okay, maybe Yuna, do you have any idea?
Train station.
Okay, let's try.
I go to the train station by car.
Okay, you can say that. Very good. Sarah, do you have your sentence? Maybe Aaron. No, Ethan, do you have an idea now? Okay, don't worry. Let's move there. We have more vocabulary. We also can say dresser and admire. We also can use these words. For example, dresser. I can say there is a dresser in my bedroom. Just the simplest sentence, right? Mm-hmm. Or I also can say, for example, I put my new t-shirt, right, in my dresser, right? Mm-hmm. Or I put all my clothes in my dresser, or maybe his dresser, right? Admire. Hmm. I can say, as we talked before, right, I like to admire the scenery, right? Or maybe I like to go to the mountain and admire the scenery, right? Okay, let's try with some from these words. Maybe Yuna, would you like to try dresser or maybe admire?
Yes.
To make a sentence.
I put my clothes in my dresser.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Sharon, would you like to try? Sharon. Dresser, maybe, or admire?
Dresser.
Okay, let's try. Okay, maybe Ethan. Ethan, would you like to try? Sarah? No. Okay, so if you want to make a sentence, maybe you can raise your hands. Let's move there and let's see, be suitable for. Mm-hmm. So what can I say? That job, for example, is suitable for me or for someone else, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, make a reservation. I can say I made a reservation yesterday night, right? For example, or maybe before we go to this hotel, we need to make a reservation, right? Okay, maybe Yuna, would you like to try with some of these words? Maybe be suitable or make a reservation. Okay, it's okay, no problem. Everyone, do you have any questions to your teacher? Oh, you're not talkative today. Okay, guys, time's almost up and we can finish our class. And everyone, thank you so much for learning with me today. And please, after our class, don't forget to do survey and write some comments about the class. And now you can say goodbye to your teacher, Aaron, Ethan, Sarah, Sharon, Yuna. Everyone, thank you and goodbye. Bye-bye.
Goodbye, teacher.
Goodbye, teacher.
Bye. Bye.